Continuing high school football coverage, Indianola football takes down Carlisle 13-3, joined by head coach Eric Kluver. Coach, we were talking just before we got on, what a true team win and a gutsy win for Indianola to go on the road at Carlisle and give up some longer drives and a bend-don't-break defense and an offense that kind of found scores when they needed to.
Excellent team effort tonight. I mean, this was the epitome of a full game played by a team, special teams, offense, defense. I thought defensively Coach Lohman had an outstanding plan and the kids executed. Carlisle's going to get their yards, and that's what you saw, but we really tightened things down and played well, once they got inside the 30-yard line.
And almost more than any game I think I've ever seen, when Carlisle made a mistake tonight, it felt like Indianola's defense jumped all over it and made them pay and didn't let them work themselves out of it. You know, when you get Carlisle to a second or third and long, that's exactly where you want to get them. They didn't falter on any of those opportunities. When they found themselves in that opportunity, they came through.
Yeah, Carlisle's offense, when they're grinding at you, I mean, it can be a little demoralizing, like, boy, I felt like I just made a good play and it's a 5-yard gain, So I thought our guys just continued to play hard. They communicated well tonight. Once again, a great game plan. And, there was a few key turnovers in that game. I thought Gabby King's play late.
Key play of the game as well.
Absolutely. So that was coach stayed in a base type defense. You didn't see a lot of pressure. And it worked out for us.
Talk about the offense. It took them a little bit to get going, but once you went to the spread a little bit, and I want to touch on, we'll get to the touchdown, but I definitely want to touch on that little, I'll call it a 14-second drill, but the touchdown drive where you spread things out and kind of let Asher cook a little bit.
Yeah, he continues to do a great job, and we just shot ourselves in the foot a little bit, whether it was communication, just execution of plays. So we weren't too happy going into half with our offensive production, but we came out, we made some plays, and Asher just continues to lead this team, and it was a good win for us tonight.
Then that 2-minute drill again, you're deep inside your own territory, a couple timeouts to work with. Carlisle's obviously playing it safe, but you take what the defense gives you and you give yourself a chance on a 42-yard field goal that probably 9 out of 10 times bounces its way in. But walk me through what that looked like. That was about as good as it gets at the high school level, with the guys executing, getting out of bounds, and giving yourself a chance to go all the way up to the 25 in about 13 seconds or so.
Well, we felt they were going to play loose, and just give us all the underneath stuff. So that's what we just tried to, things you work on in practice, try to get out of bounds. We had some timeouts left. And then once we got them to jump off sides there, and it's like, oh man, Keen. He can make this, and he's very capable. He's just a little inconsistent right now, but to hit the upright and the crossbar and then, come back out, it was a great effort. I think it was 42-yard field goal, I believe, and he'll start to make those, and we just got to keep getting better with our timing. But I felt execution-wise, we gave ourselves a chance to put some points on the board and gain some momentum at half.
Indianola, again, sweeps the Warren County matchups early on, giving up one touchdown over the first two games, one special teams, one defensive. But the defensive touchdown was a short out where, 9 times out of 10, they make that tackle and Luke Brewer just went nuts. But you have to feel pretty good about the defensive output right now. It hasn't been perfect, but the guys have really shown up when they've needed to.
Yeah, they're playing well right now, and very few teams hold a Carlisle team to 3 points. You need to ask Newton that a week ago. So excellent effort. We just got to continue to build on this and get better. I like our guys. I like our locker room, their work habits and all that type of stuff. So we just got to stay locked in and keep building momentum, because that's what we're going to need.
Final thoughts on a 13-3 victory here on the road against Carlisle and getting ready for maybe a team you know a lot less about coming up this next Friday back at home.
Yeah, just an excellent team effort, and give credit to my coaching staff and our players for going and getting this done tonight.
Head coach Eric Kluver, Indianola football, they win 13-3 and get to 2-0 on the season.